In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman telling you what was the top story on the Bugle podcast in a randomly chosen month stroke week years ago. In fact, we're going back, well, just under 5 years now to October 2019. The Bugle celebrated its 12th birthday. Alice Fraser and Anuvab Pal joined me for this deliriously happy occasion, only slightly dampened by any guesses. Yes, more bad news for planet Earth. This is from issue 4126 of the Bugle entitled Silk and Linen. Top story this week, world on literal and or virtual fire news. Which is going to burn us to a crisp first? Reality or metaphor? political events or the environment? It is getting increasingly easy, Alice and Anuvab, to think these days that the first fish that climbed out of the sea all those years ago with a crazy pipe dream of growing some legs, not being eaten by a shark, and gradually evoluting the shit out of itself, might have made a catastrophic error of judgment. This week has seen more disasters unfolding. In particular, the situation in the Kurdish area of northern Syria, or Kurdistan, depending on which side of the coin you're approaching it from. Donald Trump has pulled off the quite extraordinary feat of becoming an irresponsible warmonger without actually mongering the war himself. And he's achieved with one, you know, a couple of crazy phone calls and letters what it took George W. Bush years and months of planning to achieve.
I mean, the letter. Should we start with the letter?
Let's start with the letter, yes.
Have you read this letter, Andy?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always nice to see. I mean, letter writing is it's an art that has fallen from prominence. It was dated the 9th of October. It was sent after the US troops had been pulled out of Syria by Trump, and he told Erdogan, well, a number of extraordinary things in the letter, including, don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool, which does sound like I mean, a line from a kind of 60s Motown song.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that I would sing at karaoke.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing I find most charming about this whole situation is that Trump is writing letters. He's genuinely so much on his own plane of reality that I'm constantly surprised when he does anything even vaguely normal. You know, he's the kind of guy you'd expect to be surprised by paper or have an inexplicable vendetta against ink. The man is afraid of stairs, for God's sake. Stairs and facts. Those are his two major fears.
And sharks.
Stairs and facts and sharks. I am not...
That's another classic song. It was the Carpenters, wasn't it?
I'm not surprised by the language of the letter. His big appeal to the voters was that he was going to bring his strong background and 90s business ethic to the role of president. I guess they just didn't think about what being a big real estate mogul / con man in the 90s actually involved. I'm surprised by people who are still surprised when he treats international diplomacy as anything different from business conducted in a dark cellar while your counterparty tries not to let their attention drift to the meat hooks over your left shoulder. Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley said, "I actually thought it was a prank or a joke that it couldn't possibly come from the Oval Office. It sounds all the world like the President of the United States in some sort of momentary lapse just dictated angrily whatever was on the top of his head," which is obviously biased Democratic bullshit. This is not a momentary lapse. It is a long-term sphincteral prolapse. Where Trump's hindbrain has herniated through the quivering muscular membrane of his undertoned self-control and is now throbbing bulbously in the open air for all of the diplomatic community to see.
Well, I think that is an image that none of us are ever going to fully get out of our brains.
As always, Andy, Alice, I have questions about world diplomacy. And here's one on Turkey. Well, it's a two-parter. The letter, Alice, it did say... Trump's letter did say, "Don't be a fool, I will call you later." And I think that, you know, a certain degree of informality is quite lovely, especially when nuclear weapons are involved. Like, Andy, if I was to hold forth on the genuine prowess of Indian fast bowling in cricket in the 1980s, I think you would respond with, "Don't be a fool, I will call you later."
Yes.
And I think,
with all due respect to Kapil Dev,
yes,
I would definitely do that.
And my second question is, we need to spend a second talking about Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, the great leader of Turkey. And he said, when he started the small Kurdish invasion, that he is a peace-loving healer. And given what he's done currently in sort of Euro-Asian politics, him being a peace-loving healer is like saying the eruption of Mount Vesuvius caused a slight inconvenience to the residents of Pompeii.
Yeah, I mean, it's a healer in the same way as, you know, you go to an acupuncture clinic and the acupuncturist comes out with 8 chainsaws saying you won't feel a thing. Trump said,
yeah, that's only because he's going to cut your head off first.
Trump said to Erdogan in the letter, "Let's work out a good deal!" Exclamation mark. "You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people." And that, frankly, is a naive assumption to make of Recep Erdogan. History, says Donald Trump, will look upon you favourably if you get this done the right and humane way. Doesn't it exactly clear exactly what that would involve? "It will look upon you forever," continued Trump, "as the devil if good things don't happen." History for Donald Trump is very much a binary thing, isn't it?
Yes, and I think he's right when he says you don't want to be responsible, but he's left out the "held" from that sentence. You don't want to be held responsible.
That's such an important word in these things. I mean, also, history doesn't even look upon the devil as the devil these days, so quite what I'll think of Erdogan. Erdogan's probably thinking, history will consider me the devil? That sounds like a load of documentaries.
I mean, if you read Paradise Lost, the devil's quite hot in that.
Well, do not tell my school English teacher, but that is a big f***ing if. It turns out you can. The old York notes are pretty handy when it came to those things. Turkish presidential sources apparently told the BBC that Erdogan received the letter, rejected it, and put it where, buglers?
I said they're going where?
That's right. He did his own section in the bin. He put a letter from Donald Trump in the bin. where it belongs. It's a very confusing situation, and a ceasefire has now been struck, and if history teaches us nothing else, it is that ceasefires in the Middle East are never, ever broken, apart from in every previous instance of ceasefires happening.
Yeah, I mean, within the ceasefire, there are many complicated things happening. The whole situation needs sort of bar charts and graphs and flow charts to explain it. But one of the things that drew my attention was that Australia has ruled out retrieving about 46 Australian women and children who fled ISIS territory and are being held at the Al-Hol refugee camp in northern Syria near the area of Turkish operation. These Australian citizens will remain in these refugee camps during the ceasefire because Australian Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said the situation remains too dangerous to send Australian troops or officials. He's blaming the parents of the children for taking them into danger. And it's, I think, really good to know that whether it's our own citizens or people arriving on boats, the official Australian government stance remains, f*** them. No, seriously, f*** them right up the hoop. I like that our government is happy to leave Australian children in a situation that is, quote, too dangerous to send soldiers into. It makes it feel just so nice, doesn't it? Just
it's also quite lovely, and I want to know what you guys think, that in the age of, you know, where a missile can get from Istanbul to deep inside Kurdish territory in about 12 seconds, Donald Trump is still writing handwritten letters and probably delivering them by pigeon.
I think Trump should be encouraged to use increasingly primitive forms of communication. You know, he's gone from Twitter. Wean him off Twitter, move him to letters. Wean him off letters, move him to chiseling things onto slabs of stone.
And move him off that into sticking him in a f***ing cage with some mud. Draw that elk and f*** off. He apparently had something of a meltdown, or Nancy Pelosi had something of a meltdown, depending on whether you are Donald Trump or everyone else in the universe. It was at a meeting in the White House, and it got pretty competitive. Trump said to Nancy Pelosi, "I hate ISIS more than you do." And that's a strange thing to get competitive about, given that one assumes neither of them's much of a fan. It's very hard to quantify, though, isn't it, Alice? I mean, how much do you hate ISIS?
I mean, I don't know. I've never tried to quantify that. I think if you put it into cricket bats and sent it to the moon...
Oh, nice callback.
Quite a lot.
Right. Well, I'd be three cricket bats more than you, so I hate ISIS more than you, which makes you a terrorist sympathiser. I mean, it's so hard to quantify exactly how much each of them hates ISIS. I mean, Trump clearly hates them so much that he wants to facilitate their regrowth by creating the instability on the ground that he's achieved, so that he has more of them to hate. So, whereas Nancy Pelosi has done nothing to bring ISIS back from the dead.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Trump's meltdown was in response to a bipartisan condemnation of his decision to order the withdrawal of American troops from northeast Syria. People are suggesting that it's an abandonment of the Kurds, who are one of US's main allies in the fight. I don't know how I feel about it. He said that it's time to get the US out of, quote, endless wars. As a Buddhist kid and a big fan of non-war, I agree with Trump on principle with two questions. One, if you want to get out of wars, why do you keep giving money to the military? And B, the biggest exacerbator of increasing territorial conflict at the moment is crop failure due to climate change. And if you don't want billions of people fighting over land and resources, you maybe want to stop pretending science isn't real. I know that's not very funny, but why don't you just replay that bit while imagining at the same time there's a cute fat puppy excitedly dragging an oversized novelty dildo around a fancy dinner party, while a slightly flustered middle-aged house husband chases him around going, "Drop that, Roger, bad puppy," and apologizing to his guests.
That was my house last night.
Well, that was another top story from another Bugle Past. Thank you very much for listening. Now do go and listen to the latest issue of the Bugle Podcast, very much like Top Stories, but longer and newer. And do try to pick up some of the last few tickets for our two live shows in London in early June at thebuglepodcast.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.